Hi, welcome to my podcast, Help Me Rhonda. I'm your host, Dr. Rhonda Karg. I'm a clinical psychologist, and each episode of this podcast, I present mental health-related information to you in hopes that you will gain insight into some of your own behavior and also learn some new skills that will help to improve your mental health. So thanks for tuning in today. I appreciate the support. Today, I'd like to talk about emotion regulation as a form of self-care. And what do I mean by that? I mean that when you go into a situation, whether it's a meeting that you're having with your boss at work, or whether it's a get-together that you're having with your family, or maybe an event that you're going to that maybe you feel a little nervous about because it's the first time you've gone to see a live music show alone, let's say, right? Those are some situations that you might encounter. How do you want to feel about yourself on the other side of this event? So let's say that you're getting together and meeting with your boss. How do you want to feel about yourself after the meeting with the boss? You want to feel calm and confident and centered. You want to feel good about the choices that you made with regards to your reactions. You want to feel like you handled yourself well, like you were professional, like you didn't become overly emotional, because you don't want to do that at work. You want to feel like you're regulating your emotions, you're handling it, you're bossing up and regulating your emotions. You're not letting things get to you. You're practicing using that Teflon mind that I talked to you about, where you don't get attached. Things don't stick. You just notice yourself having a thought. You notice things that other people are doing, or you notice things that are going on in your body. You don't get attached. You don't get into story. You don't allow yourself to get triggered. You just let it float by. You just let it go. Okay, that is a form of self-care, because when you act in a way that's consistent with what your values are, let's say that your values are is to maintain a high degree of emotional regulation at work. You want to leave that meeting feeling like you were rational and logical and not reactive, and that you made good points. You were calm, confident, and centered. And again, that's when you're the authentic you. That's the way most people want to feel. Let's say after an event with a family, that's how most people want to feel, is authentic, which is calm, confident, and centered. You want to feel like you did a good job bringing a bouquet to the people that were at the get-together. What do I mean by that? Bringing a bouquet is looking for opportunities to make other people's experiences better than yours. And by doing that, by, let's say, trying to be the very best host you can be, or the very best assistant to the host that you can be, you'll leave that event feeling better about yourself, because you'll feel like you really bossed up and helped out and were grown and made it about other people. And being a good host is always a really good feeling to have. So imagine going to a family event. Imagine bringing a bouquet, looking for opportunities to make other people's days brighter. You will leave that family event feeling so much better about yourself. That is self-care. That is the ultimate self-care, is handling your emotions and not being triggered, not being reactive, not doing things that you regret and stuff that'll keep you up at night because you said or did the wrong thing and maybe really embarrass yourself. You have a lot of shame and regret and anxiety about it. I don't want that to happen for you. I want you to go into situations where you might be triggered. Go into it mindfully and think about what skill you can use so that you can cope with the situation and not be triggered. Why? Because getting triggered can get us into trouble. Remember, if we get activated and adrenalized to the point of being in the red zone, the circuitry between your downstairs brain, which is your fight or flight mode, and your upstairs brain, the circuitry is going to be cut off if you have too much adrenaline running through your veins. You won't be able to remember all the awesome things you're learning on YouTube about how to handle your emotions. And it'll be really difficult. So I want you to know that going into a situation, you can think about what skills you might want to have. Let's say that you're getting ready to go into a situation with people who maybe share different political views than you. Let's say you're going to see your family and your family shares different political views than you. If your family is very political and they're very vocal about their political views, there are definitely going to be times that you're probably going to get triggered if you have very different views from them. So how do you prepare for that? How do you go into it so that you can take care of yourself and not get triggered? You do not want to get triggered, because remember, that can be an opportunity for some people to gaslight you. Don't give them the opportunity to gaslight you, okay? Don't even go there. Just be Teflon mind. Don't get attached to any of it. Let it go. Let it flow. Keep it moving. So how do you do that if you're going to be around people that might trigger you a lot? You do something called let them be wrong 50 times. This is a skill that I developed. It was actually something that I developed years ago with the help of someone else in my personal life, actually. And we came up with this strategy of, rather than needing to jump in and correct people, needing to jump in and educate people or have an influence on them in any way, you just let them be wrong. So if they're telling stories about things that never happened, if you have an older uncle that has dementia, it's okay. Just let them be wrong. Just count. One, somebody else says or does something that's not true. You just count in your head. You just count. Let them be wrong 50 times a day. That what maybe you need 50 times a day for each person. I don't know your family. I don't know your group of people. But letting people be wrong 50 times a day will, believe it or not, it keeps that Teflon mind. You just count. You just think one, two, three. You just count and you don't get attached to it. And it just like takes off the hook. You don't need to interject. You don't need to. No, there's none of that. You're not getting attached. You're not engaging. You're not getting triggered. That's being a boss, in my opinion. Okay. And I think that you will agree with that. I like feeling like I'm handling a situation and not being triggered by it. That doesn't mean that I don't get triggered. I do get triggered. Everyone gets triggered. I'm not a saint, and there are going to be things that maybe catch me off guard. Maybe if I'm want some of the hungry, angry, lonely, tired, if I'm a couple of those, you know, I may not cope with it. I may get triggered. But if I go into a situation just like you, you go into a situation where you know it's going to be difficult, think about what do you need going into it? Because now what you have is a beautiful opportunity to do something differently. You have the insight, you know, these are things that really get me going. When so-and-so talks about this, or when so-and-so bullies my sister, or, you know the things that are triggering you. Reflect and gain a little perspective on that. What is it about you that's being triggered, you know? fight, flight, freeze, collapse, fawn. What are you doing when you're triggered? Okay, look at that, because remember, one of the only things in life we have control over is how we choose to react to things. And that is a very, very powerful feeling to have, is that you are acting and not reacting. Because why? Because you're in control of your emotions and you're in control of your behavior. And that's an amazing way to take care of yourself. So thanks for tuning in today. I would love to hear your comments if you would like to leave them below. Thanks so much for your support of this channel. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day.